October 24th, and I cannot believe we're almost done with the month of October already. But nevertheless, there it is, 44 degrees, what you're waking up to this morning, and cloudy sky. I got the A-team in this morning. Steve Dietrich, Sherry Bell from Action Realty. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's been a couple of weeks since I've had you both in here, but, you know, just one at a time, you do great work. So, you know, there you go. That's a compliment. Say thanks,
well,
Bill.
Thank you.
All right. Season's changing here. Weather's changing. Is that good or bad for our local real estate?
You know, it depends on the year. So we're naturally hoping that it's okay for us. But, mm-hmm. you know, with the holidays approaching, the market tends to slow down because, you know, people have the holidays in mind.
Right,
so,
right.
Yep.
Well, you've had a good year, though. I mean, it was a good summer for you, and leading into the fall season, too, looked really good.
It's been a good year, despite the interest rates. So, mm-hmm. You know, hopefully those will drop fairly soon, and we'll see what happens.
Well, we'll get to the numbers guy over here, Steve.
Sorry, Sherry.
I know.
They're not going down yet, and I guess everything I'm reading and hearing is first quarter of next year, probably mm-hmm. after that. And it's an election year, so right. something's going to give a little bit next year, I think.
But. So fixed rate, we were talking about that before we went on, and you said, you know, me personally, I would, you know, yeah. I'd go this route.
I'd look at the adjustables right now, because the simple fact is I believe that you'll probably, you know, refinance in the next couple of years, mm-hmm. and the adjustable is not going to hurt you
right.
in that time period. So a lot of them are 3 or 5 year fixed the first 3 or 5 years, and that's going to get you through this, you know, period, hopefully, that mm-hmm. rates will come down far enough that you'll go refinance that loan off anyway.
There really is a science to this. I mean, in when you're looking at buying and selling homes.
Right. And, you know, sometimes, and I, not to get after any loan officers in particular, because they do a great job, but sometimes they just don't even bring it up because mm-hmm. they either figure that people don't want to hear about it, or it could be more work for them. I'm
right.
not sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But at the same time, I guess I would seriously ask that question is mm-hmm. adjustable rate. What about it?
Didn't you used to be a loan officer?
I was.
Years and years ago, I think there's something familiar about yeah. this conversation. All right. I got a question because both of you have said, too, you're always looking for interns, for people coming in, people maybe looking to get into the real estate business. And I was thinking of this morning, and I went, I'm going to ask you both, okay? And I don't care who goes first on this. When you look at somebody, what does it take to be a good realtor? I mean, a good, solid realtor. What abilities, what skills do you have to have? What kind of a mindset do you have to have? Sherry,
well,
I'll let you go first.
I think there's a number of things that I think stand out in a realtor. Number one, you have to be a people person. You know, if you just can't hold a conversation with someone, or you're too shy or whatever, that's going to make it very difficult.
Right.
You know, you have to have that customer service based, if you will. And, you know, we're here start to finish, so you better get used to
right.
doing what's best for your client.
So the ability to connect is probably one of the key factors that you're looking for
exactly.
when you're looking for a realtor. Steve,
yep.
what do you think?
Well, it's something that you want to probably be passionate about mm-hmm. from the very beginning.
Right.
Figure out that you do like it, I guess, and then, you know, be willing to work it, you know, and you got to spend some time. And, you know, we have what we call floor time in the office for agents, and where they're guaranteed a time period to be able to take any new product through the phone or walk in, mm-hmm. you know, so there's a chance to pick up some new business that way. And you start learning every time you do something in the very beginning. You know, we have a relatively new agent in the office, Shanna, and she's exactly that. She just dug in lock, stock, and barrel, and she wants to learn, and then that's part of it.
So focus, definitely the key here, too.
Yeah.
Focus and passion.
Exactly. And mm-hmm. It's always not for everybody, you know, yeah. because you don't get paid on a regular basis. It's mm-hmm. based on sales and things like that. But once you get in there, at least for a year or so, I would say, Sherry, maybe you agree with that.
It's
first year is your toughest.
Mm-hmm.
Is patience a virtue in this? Do you have to be fairly patient if you're a realtor?
You really do. And when I first was a licensed realtor, my first sale, I was so excited. I was doing it, you know.
Right.
And, gosh, if they fall through and it gets frustrating or something doesn't go right. And you just have to be patient, weather the storm, you know, take it as it comes.
So you two thought this was going to be a tough question, and you both just stepped up like you always do and just answered it. Because with the experience, especially between the two of you, I say I'm never going to ask you a question in the real estate genre that you're not going to be able to answer. So people are looking for this, or they're listening to this going, you know, this is something I might really like to try. They can just stop into your office or give you a call, and you can get the wheels turning.
Definitely. You know, if they're kind of on the fence and not knowing if real estate would be for them or not, you know, they can follow us around for a day and see what happens in the day and life of a realtor.
Absolutely. And follow you right in here to the studio and go, well, this is kind of a little perk we got going.
Exactly.
There you go.
What is your phone number at Action Realty?
701-642-4700. I'm going to throw a couple quick things in here, Bill.
Go ahead.
Winter's coming. Get the hoses unhooked from your houses and get those sump pump hoses unhooked from the house so it can shoot straight out, not freezing those hoses. It'll cause you a lot of problems.
Absolutely. And clean out the gutters.
Gutters clean out, yeah, too, and furnace checked, I guess. It's coming.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I know you don't like talking about that, Sherry, so we'll just dance away from it as quickly as we can. Steve and Sherry from Action Realty, great to have you in here as always, folks. You have a great week. We'll talk again next Tuesday. It's 9:16 here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. And you can, too, with Bill Dablo. Mornings on the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW.
Left home, who's never struck out to find a dream and a life of their own, a place in the clouds, a foundation of stone. Many precede and many will follow. A young girl's dream's no longer hollow. It takes the shape of